Yeah, I came from a storytelling culture. I came from an Irish culture where my parents and their brothers and sisters would all get together every weekend and tell stories about the old country. They were immigrants. And then I came from a bar culture. And very early on, I remember just sitting and listening to people at bars in my neighborhood tell stories and tell anecdotes. And it was a little bit of sort of storytelling as blood sport, too, because if you didn't tell a good story in the bar, they didn't give you a polite clap and listen until you got to the end. They just shouted you down.
More powerful than any editor you probably ever had.
Yeah, there is a part of me that, you know, always feels like that guy is going to, you know, stand up in the bar and say, just turn the Sox game back on, Jimmy. You know, that vibe when I'm writing. So I don't want anybody saying turn the Sox game back on.
In many of your books, there's a lot of darkness. And if successful writers write what you know, and one would assume looking at your work, you know a lot of rough stuff. Can you comment on that?
What I understood about myself as a writer, I would say three or four books into my career, was the stuff that sticks, what seems to be without a doubt the sweet spot in my wheelhouse, is tragedy. So when I write with a sense of sort of, I want to put it as almost epic tragedy, then that seems to be the books that stick the most in the consciousness of the people who read them. So that tends to be what I return to. I'm also fascinated with social inequality. I'm fascinated with violence. I'm fascinated with the war between, you know, the everlasting war between the haves and the have-nots. So, I mean, that's not exactly stuff that lends itself to, you know, musical review and, you know, jokes.
Where do you write and how do you have it set up? I mean, do you have to write at night or do you have to write in the daytime? It's a beautiful day here, and I know that you live sometimes in St. Petersburg, mm-hmm. but how can you write about such darkness with such beauty surrounding you?
Oh, my God. Come on. Florida? You guys have crazy crime. It's not all that hard. Florida has, you know, I mean, Florida just has this weird and unpredictable. If serial killers didn't exist, you'd believe they did. If you spent any time in Florida, you'd have no trouble believing they did. So Florida, I don't think, is surrounded by sunshine, but it's that sunshine gives way to a lot of very dark and twisted stuff. Where I tend to write best is first thing in the morning. I don't write in the afternoon at all. I write first thing in the morning. I write very late at night, because that's when you know the world isn't going to intrude. And that's when you can stay closest to the dream state, if you will.
Well, I looked at your photo on the cover of the book, and I thought, I wonder what you were thinking of, because you look kind of grumpy in that picture.
I do. We were like, why are we even? It was the best picture that was taken, and it kind of fits the gangster vibe of the book. So that's why we went with it. You know, all I was thinking, I think, at that moment is, boy, I hope she takes a good picture. I hate to have my photograph taken. So that's probably what it was. The great thing is that whenever I do any sort of reading or any sort of speaking tour or engagement, people are actually kind of freaked out by how funny I am and how non-dark I am. I get it all out in the books.